God has a plan for every person to be fulfilled in what they do and live a good life. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland bring you a partnership special. Don't miss a moment of this special series as the Copeland family share about the principles of the blessing in partnership. Now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Kenneth.
Turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Genesis, please. Chapter 12. If you know the principles of God, He never changes. He never, ever changes. And, for instance, if you know where faith comes from, and you know what faith is, and you know what releases it, and you know what feeds it and strengthens it, you have arrived at something.
I know you've found Genesis 12 by now.
Verse 1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, you get out of your country and from your kinfolks and from your father's house into a land that I'll show you. Now there was some good instructions. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Now there is a principle. Make note of that if you haven't already. You will be a blessing. Now here's the one. We've known it was true, but we didn't really stop long enough to find out what principle is in operation here. Because once God said this, once He said it, it's forever. It ain't ever going to change. Amen? Amen? There's something happening here. You shall be a blessing. I will. Now you don't know what the will of God is. You're just about to find out. I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. In you shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. Now remember what He said to Adam. This was the first thing any human ear ever heard. And God blessed them. The word translated blessing here means to declare, to empower, to prosper.
Amen.
All of these different words. God is declaring. Once He has declared, you can't undeclare it. The only way you can stop it is to violate its principle, laws, and elements of faith. You can get them all balled up and it'll just stop working. But it won't get rid of it. It just stops. It just stops right there. Particularly in your day and mine, since Jesus did what He did. Now, He is declaring something. He released it into the earth and He said, blessed be, multiply, replenish. In the Hebrew it means fill up the earth. Amen. Now He declared that. Subdue it. Have dominion over it. Now you have to remember this. Compassion said that. Love said that.
It was love and compassion that said light be. It was love and compassion that said man be. It was love and compassion that released this principle on this man forever. Praise God. Now, what happened? Well, there was a tree in the center of that garden that belonged to God. The fruit on it belonged to Him. And the eating of it was something He had reserved for a time when He and the man and his family could gather together. And He told him like this, don't eat of that tree. You could read it like this. Don't eat of that tree unless I'm here with you. Did you ever tell your child something like that? I told John that one time. He's a little old bitty boy. I said, now, John, everybody's got a junk drawer in the kitchen, I guess. Oh, yeah. That's where all the junk goes. And there's always a pocket knife in there, two or three 22 bullets. And I don't, there's always some kind of junk, 95 different colors of buttons. And, some weird spool of thread. I mean, there's always a junk drawer. And every little kid knows where that junk drawer is. And when he gets in his grandma's house, their junk drawer is different than mama's junk drawer. And I used to head to meemaw's junk drawer. The first thing I'd do, there's always stuff in there. Oh, good stuff, man. Stuff you never knew when you might need it. And my granddaddy and I thought just alike, looked just alike, sounded just alike. If he cussed, I cussed. And his junk drawer always had some really cool stuff in it, man. I'd head for that drawer. Well, John head for that junk drawer just as soon as he got tall enough to see over in it. Well, there was a little pen knife in there. And I walked in there and he had that knife in his hand. He was trying to get it open. So I took the knife and I said, now, John, don't mess with that knife. This thing will hurt you. Oh, he's just a little bitty boy. And I said, don't fool with this unless I'm there with you. And I said, if I'm with you, well, I'll teach you how to use a knife. Use it right where you won't hurt yourself. We'll do it together. Well, the phone rang and I went in the other room and I answered the phone. This is back before you could carry one in your pocket. And I went in there and answered the phone. And I'm on the phone and I heard it. Ah! I went in there. Oh, bless his Lord. He got that knife open about halfway and got his thumb in there. And the blade closed on his knife. And now he's trying to get it out of there. Well, he just sliced her open good. Well, now I caught his thumb like that and I gripped it down. It's just bleeding all over the place. And I shouted the name of Jesus. And I said, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And caught that thumb, just stood there and held it and spoke the name of Jesus over it several times. And while I was holding him there, he just dropped, his little head dropped over. He just went to sleep. And after about, 7, 8, 10 minutes, I turned his thumb loose and it had stopped bleeding. He was still asleep. And so I cleaned it up, bandaged it good. God still had him knocked out. And so cleaned him up good. Well, you don't think I missed that opportunity, do you? Now, there's no way in the world I'm going to get that knife and cut his thumb and say, now, see there, boy, that stuff will hurt you. No, neither does God. He doesn't do that either. But you disobey him. And what happens? Well, I will cut your thumb off. Amen. Or your spiritual thumb or whatever. And when he came back around, I took him in there and got that knife back out and opened it up. And I said, now, son, I told you not to mess with this unless Daddy was there to help you. And his eyes got big when I got that knife out. He don't know what's coming. He don't know whether he's getting in trouble or what he's doing. But I opened it up and I said, now, don't mess with this unless I'm there to help you. If I'd have been there, I would not have let you cut your thumb like that. Okay. Well, the Lord's the same way. And that was a situation with this tree. When God told him not to eat of it, then it became the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was the tree of knowledge. He already had knowledge of evil right then, before he ever picked anything off a tree. It was already the tree of knowledge. He already found out something about evil. It'll kill you. He's already learning. Now, his wife misunderstood some things, and so she was more easily deceived, but that is his fault, not hers. He should have told her exactly what God told him. And when he didn't do it, now he knows something else about evil. And he is responsible for it. So, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was in operation the moment God instructed him, don't eat that. Now, what's going to die the moment he does? The blessing and its authority and power. Now, it did not cease to exist. This is something that has never, ever been taught to any degree, and certainly not successfully in the body of Christ. And that is this. All of this curse, the curse of death that hit this planet from top to bottom and all the way around, the curse of death hit every living thing on this planet. Amen. What was that curse and where did it come from? Did it come from God? Not in the form of a curse. It came from God as the blessing. All of that curse, everything that hit every animal, every place, every landmass, every plant life, everything that flew, everything that walked and creeped and swam, who had dominion over all of that? Adam did, didn't he? Then where did it come from? It came out of him. The blessing reversed its spiritual polarity, if you will. It's opposite. It's still the same force, but now it is moving in exactly opposite direction, bringing about opposite reaction. Instead of life, it's bringing death. Instead of love, it's bringing hate. Instead of compassion, it is in the hands of the tormentor. Amen. Adam was connected to God. All of a sudden, he's disconnected from God and he's connected to the devil and he can't disconnect. Now, the one thing that you really need to see from this, do you see here what God said to Abram? He said the very same thing to him. I'll bless you and make your name great and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So now here, we're talking about the same blessing with power enough in one man to bless the whole earth. People have misunderstood and wouldn't believe it when somebody explained how much spiritual capacity a human being has. Amen. This one man had spiritual capacity to bless, to control and dominate the whole earth with the power of love, with the power of hope, the power of righteousness, the power of faith, all of these spiritual forces that were living and alive on the inside of him in the very likeness of God himself. He's not in the almost like, he is exactly like. He is a reproduction of God the Almighty, the Creator himself. He was created to be a creator on a smaller level, yes, but he had that same creative power in him with the God-given right to use it. Amen. Wish I had time to get over on into that. That's not our place this morning. Now, God is saying the same thing to Abraham. So he's still at work to get that blessing back in place, because that's his ultimate will for all men for all time. What is the power of that blessing? What is it supposed to do? It is supposed to create an exact replica of the Garden of Eden, everything in it, total, absolutely, everything that any human being would ever need or desire for any purpose under heaven. That blessing is all-consuming, all-providing, all the strength of the Creator Himself to provide everything that His man, His family could possibly ever need. It's all in that word. Be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. How? With the love of God. Amen. And so, has God changed? Well, neither has the blessing.
God didn't make us to function by ourselves. He made us to function as teams. He made us to function in Him as a body. Ephesians is full of talking to us, be alive, being alive together, being seated together. It's part of His plan to be together as a body and to function that way. And we get all of God that way. All of Him is manifested that way.
It has been over 40 years since Kenneth Copeland heard his first message about the importance of partnership at an Oral Roberts tent crusade. A story the family will always remember.
You know, Brother Roberts was teaching on partnership and the importance of how with partnership we draw on one another's grace, the grace of God. And so my dad so wanted to be a partner, but you know, being a student and working, didn't have hardly any money. But he was believing God, and he decided he would sign up for $10 a month. But he didn't have anything to put in that envelope. But they had passed out this little pencil with the envelope so you could fill the envelope out. So he took that pencil, put it back in the envelope, and put that in the bucket, by faith believing for $10 a month. But before the bucket could actually get all the way to the end of the aisle, some lady came over to him and said, "I don't know who you are, but all this time the Lord has been worry-warting me about giving you $10. So Dad grabbed that money, ran over and got his envelope out of the bucket, pulled the pencil out of the envelope, put the $10 in, and became a partner with Oral Roberts. And through that partnership and the commitment that was behind it, so much has happened. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has gone around the world.
Right.
Our ministries have flourished. Our children's ministries have risen. And now we are still divinely connected by the Spirit of grace.
Well, God ministered seed to the sower. And you know, when he came home from that meeting, Gloria said to him, "Kenneth, where are we going to get $10 a month?" But God ministered seed to the sower and has ever since.
In November of 1977, some friends of ours invited us to go hear Brother Copeland. Never heard of the man before. And we had to travel almost 100 miles to go see him. And it's like, what are we doing? But they were such good friends, we thought, well, we'll just entertain them and go along and be nice to them. Well, whenever we heard Brother Copeland on that Thursday night, it just literally changed our lives. The Word of God came alive. And we were born again Christians, but we hated one another. Yeah, just waiting, bidding our time to get a divorce or whatever, get out of the marriage. But when we heard the Word of God preached like that, the Word of God came alive. Jesus was real, and it just changed our lives. And here we are, 33 years later.
Happily married. But at that time, we had one daughter. And so our two youngest children, we tell them all the time that if it weren't for Kenneth and Gloria, you wouldn't be here right now. So it has changed our whole life. We have three wonderful daughters and two amazing son-in-laws, two beautiful grandchildren, and all of them are working in the ministry. So it's a blessing to us. God really transformed us and redeemed it, but redeemed our lives, but he'll do that for anybody. He's no respecter of persons. It's a good life. Yeah. We enjoy one another now. And that's, you know, I see a lot of people who don't. And we really do have a good time. And so we just thank God for that. You know, he can take things that are broken apart and put them back together again. And that's what he did for us. And then he added two more children. It's been a great life.
If he could restore our marriage, he could restore anyone's marriage.
The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Each month, more than 570,000 publications are mailed to 135 countries and 5 continents worldwide. This free publication is full of faith lessons from a variety of speakers, testimonies, articles to encourage you and strengthen your faith.
Ever since 1967, when the Lord first told Kenneth Copeland to declare the uncompromised Word of God on every available voice, proclaiming God's Word all over the world has been the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are committed to keeping the Word of God before your eyes, teaching you principles to live victoriously and enabling you to reach out and share those same principles with others. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive a study guide, the audio teaching, the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions Brother Copeland prays over his partners 365 days a year. Become a partner today. Or to find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, request the Get Connected package. As you partner with us, we press on together, reaching our families, friends, and people all over the world, as we declare that Jesus is Lord. Become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today. Request your free new partner package on our website at kcm.org or when you call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. If you're interested in knowing more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you can request a free inquiry package called Get Connected. More about partnership. Let us hear from you today. Together, we can make a difference.
Of course, you know, Gloria and I would love to have you become partners with us and with this ministry because we're here for you. But now there's something I want to say about this before we go any further. Partnership and that terminology has been used as a money-raising tool, and that is not scriptural. It is not what we're doing here at all. We not ever have been and not ever will be in the business of raising money. It's not, we give and believe we receive from our giving. That isn't it at all. What is behind what we're doing, let me read this to you because this is what Jesus said about it. When you know what he said, then you know what ground you stand on. So this is important. Now listen to this. He that receives you receives me. And he was talking to people in the ministry, talking to his own staff at that moment. He that receives you receives me. So you can see what Jesus is doing here. These people represent him. Then he said, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, or if you look that up in the Amplified Translation and or look it up in your concordance, he said, he that receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive the prophet's reward. Now, actually, he was saying this, not he that receives a prophet because of the prophet's ministry and what it can and will do for people. You see where he's going with this? And he was talking to his own staff members. He said, if they receive you, then they receive me because I'm going to be working through you. And if they'll get in here and help you, then they get the same rewards out of it that you get. Now, let's go back to the original rock foundation of this. God said to Abraham, those that bless you, I will bless. And those that curse you, I will see to it that they're stopped. In other words, he was saying the blessing itself. That's God's will in the earth. That's what he's out to do, is get that blessing into the lives of people. And he said, those that'll help you with your blessing, I will see to it that they're blessed with the same blessing that you're blessed with. Those that try to stop you, I'll stop them. Yes. Now, that's the base. Jesus said, those that help you do what I've called you to do, they'll get the same reward, the same blessing, the same heavenly recognition for the winning of the same souls that you get. Now, can you see why we're inviting you to become partners with us? You pray about the financial part of it. That is a part of it. That's not why we're involved in this. Now, those of you that already know God has called you to be a partner with us, if you'll just use the information on your screen, let us know. I'll send you this anointing, partnership, covenant promises, understanding the covenant of partnership, all of this in a whole lot more detail than what you can get just on the television broadcast. Those of you that are praying about it, say, hey, I want more information on this, I want you to let me know, because I want to send you the inside information from the Bible on partnerships, because you may not be called to be a partner with this ministry, but you are called to be a partner with somebody.
That's right.
And you need to get where you belong and get that divine connection made, praise God. And that ministry needs you, and you need that ministry, and you need to be doing that. Praise God. Amen. Listen, this is a good thing. The scripture the Apostle Paul wrote to his partners and said, I have you in my heart. We pray for our partners every day. You'll never be without prayer again. God bless you. Glory, and I love you. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We would like to welcome our new partners. Receive your new partner package by visiting our website at kcm.org or by calling us toll-free at 1-800-575-4455. This free package shares the bond of partnership and our vision to help people around the world. If you'd like more information about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, ask for our inquiry package called Get Connected. More about partnership.
Partnership means giving and receiving. It means being a part of what God is doing. It means sowing to a bigger cause than just yourself. It means obeying God. And God asked us to be partners, and we have been partners, and it has been a blessing for us. And as we see the ministry grow, lives being changed, making a world impact, we feel like we are part of what God is doing. And it brings a level of fulfillment to us.
It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference to know that there are people praying for you every single day that love you. And it makes a huge difference to be able to pray for them as well every single day.
Partnership means to me that I get prayed for every day, and it's a connection. And if I ever need prayer, I can call the ministry. I know that I can call here and I can speak to somebody, and they speak faith-filled words into my life that lift up my spirit and help me.